Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 17, 1804. Day 127 of the expedition. Camped at Corvus Creek for the second day. Today's entry by Captain Lewis is the last regular entry he will write until the party leaves the Mandan villages in the spring of 1805. His style is similar to Clark's, with a few more adjectives and a bit more detail. The spelling and punctuation are also much the same, and probably in the style of most literate persons of the day. The three sergeants had to write their own daily journals. Gass and Ordway did a good job. We assume Pryor did too, but his journal has never been found. Joseph Whitehouse kept an extensive journal, the only surviving journal kept by an army private in the expedition. Private Whitehouse is one of the least known expedition members. Captain Lewis writes,
"Having for many days past confined myself to the boat, I determined to devote this day to amuse myself on shore with my gun and view the interior of the country lying between the river and Corvus Creek. Accordingly, before sunrise, I set out with six of my best hunters, two of which I dispatched to the lower side of Corvus Creek, two with orders to hunt the bottoms and woodlands of the river, while I retained two others to accompany me in the intermediate country. The scenery, already rich and pleasing and beautiful, was still farther heightened by immense herds of buffalo, deer, and elk feeding on the plains. I do not think I exaggerate when I estimate the number of buffalo which could be compressed in one view to amount to 3,000. I pursued my route on this plain, flanked by my two hunters, till 8 o'clock in the morning, when I made a signal for them to come to me, which they did shortly after. We rested ourselves about half an hour, and regaled ourselves on half a biscuit each and jerk of elk, which we had taken the precaution to put in our pouches in the morning before we set out. Captain Meriwether Lewis, September 17, 1804.
Captain Lewis continued his description of hunting the antelope and his desire to shoot a female antelope, as they already had a male specimen. He found these animals very nervous and not allowing anyone to get close enough to them for a good shot. He also describes them as fleet and compared them to the very best sort of racehorse. Lewis also wrote, in his scientific journal, a complete description of the black-billed magpie, Corvus corvus. This was the first detailed account of this bird. Magpies had not been previously known to exist in the New World. Monday, le grand détour.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Music, courtesy of Columbia Legacy Records. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.